Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me on this program is the current president of the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. His name is David Markey, and he is located in Dublin, Ireland. Welcome to the Zimcast, David.
Thank you, Chuck.
First, could you tell our listeners about the company that you work for and the business that you're in?
Well, I started a publishing company 30 years ago in September called IFP Media. We are the largest trade and consumer publishing company in Ireland with 31 different magazines. And predominantly we're in agriculture and food, but we also have publications in the motoring, engineering, aerospace industries.
Could you describe when you first got involved with IFAJ and how you came to be the leader, the current serving president of the organization?
The organization is made up of 31 different countries, in which the United States is a very prominent member and plays a very active role. I got involved through the Irish Guild of Journalists over 20 years ago, and I served as treasurer of IFAJ, managing and balancing the books for about 7 years, and I'm currently a year into my presidency.
Tell us a little bit about the organization, what kind of people or positions people hold who are members, and what the mission or purpose is in serving those members.
The organization is made up of 31 different national associations, and they're in countries as far away as Japan or Madagascar on one side to Europe, in which most of the main European countries are members of IFAJ. It's a non-political organization, non-profit making, and it includes, the members include writers and broadcasters, photographers, public relations professionals, marketers and communicators. The members report on all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, fishery and food. Our mission, I suppose, is to drive standards of professionalism and greater coverage of issues relevant to farmers and industries around the world.
IFAJ holds an annual congress, which is coming up in Switzerland, which we'll be attending. Could you tell us about the congress and what its program is like? I know it's not, you know, maybe not all elements have been finalized for this year just yet, but at least an overview of what an IFAJ Congress consists of and what kind of information the participants would walk away with.
The Congress has been held in Switzerland. The last time it was held in Switzerland was in 1989, and we move the Congress around the world so that obviously we can be educated into what other journalists are doing in different parts of the globe. In this instance, Switzerland is very interesting because it's outside the European community in terms of, in other words, the EU. So we're going to get an insight into how Swiss agriculture operates. I suppose we're going to have an overview and briefing on topics in relation to all aspects of Swiss agriculture, from milk processing, biogenetics, agriculture and agritourism, and look at fruit production and alpine agriculture, which is obviously very unique to Switzerland.
When you look at the 31 different countries who are involved organizationally under IFAJ, can you describe the kinds of people that are members from a personal standpoint? I'm sure you've met many of them over the years. Describe what it's like to have that kind of relationship and involvement with people who are doing essentially the same kind of work you do, but are in a different culture, in a different country.
Well, I suppose this is one of the key benefits of being a member of IFAJ. In actual fact, the United States, who have about 650 journalists in their organization, they're all members of IFAJ because obviously if the organization is a member, the individual is. Unlike in the United States, the press card is a very important card in IFAJ, and we use it extensively. The organization has particularly over the last 5 years, there's a lot more young people coming into agriculture, and that's one of the big changes I've seen, certainly over the last 5 years. A lot of young women particularly coming into agricultural journalism, but young men coming in too. And one of the things I like about attending congresses in different countries is it gives you a great feel and a great understanding of the issues facing journalists and facing the industry. I suppose the makeup of IFAJ members would be predominantly editors and working journalists, and about 20% of our membership would be public relations consultants.
As we look at the upcoming Congress and the situation around the world in terms of security, has this caused any concerns for holding this type of an international congress in any way?
No, it hasn't, I have to be honest. I mean, as I said initially to you, we're a non-political organization. However, back in 2001, I was in Finland with a group of American journalists during the horrors of 9/11, and can empathize with everybody in terms of the whole, I suppose, the threat that terrorism poses to all of us. And even we've an office in London, and there were problems in London two weeks ago, and 53 people were killed, and it was right across the road from my office that I have in London. And I was very concerned, obviously, for my staff, and generally was concerned after 9/11. A matter of fact, a lot of journalists didn't travel, and from an Irish perspective, a lot of trade fairs where we would have been sending journalists, my company didn't send journalists, certainly for 3 months after the horrors of 9/11.
That's very interesting. And before we conclude, we have the Agricultural Media Summit that's just about to get started in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And you are presenting one of the talks there. Could you just tell us a little bit about what you're going to present to the people attending the AMS?
Well, I'm giving two papers. One of them is, can publishers really afford to be ethical? I think Groucho Marx probably summed it up by saying, I have principles, and if you don't like them, I have others. I'm talking about ethics and morals and principle integrity, which is very much a personal issue, because it's not something that you can be, you can look right across the spectrum and say that every publisher deals with every issue. But I'm talking about my own company and how I handle my relationship with my journalists and my advertising team and how I deal with my readers.
Great. Well, we are certainly looking forward to seeing you in Milwaukee and appreciate you being with us for this Zimcast. I'm sure we'll have a chance for some more interviews as we are in Milwaukee, or possibly when we are in Switzerland here in just a little over a month now.
Chuck, I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to talk to your listeners, and I look forward to seeing you in Milwaukee.
Thank you very much. That's David Markey, who is the current president for the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists and has a company called IFP Media located in Dublin, Ireland. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.